Good evening. Thank you. I was told by Jessica that she wanted my story to be a little bit contemplative tonight. So my story is going to be a little bit something that you can contemplate. In part, it's the story of how I became an auctioneer. In part, and Bob Simon knows that. My father was an auctioneer. That means I grew up in the auction business. And as a kid, throughout my youth, I worked for my dad weekends, summers, holidays, what have you. And the one thing that I learned from that experience was that I did not want to be an auctioneer. So what happened? After my second year in college, my dad had a heart attack. And he needed help in the business. And so I quit full-time college, came to work with him in the business, and continued my education at night. And that was in 1961. And 7 years later, my dad had regained his health, and my younger brother had come into the auction business at the time. So it allowed me the opportunity to go do my own thing, which for me at that point in time was the stock brokerage business. I wanted to make what my hobby was my business. So I became a stockbroker. I then got into management and became the manager of a branch office for a New York company. And then that company offered me the opportunity to move to California to take over their western region. So my wife and our three babies at the time moved to LA, where we had never been before, let alone ever thought about living there. And we were there and loved it for 2 years, actually, 71 to 73. And sadly, in 1973, my dad passed away suddenly. And after a lot of thought and a lot of discussion and a lot of contemplation, my brother and I decided to go into partnership to continue and build my dad's auction business. And fast forward 25 years to 1998. And at that point in time, we had grown to be one of the largest commercial and industrial auction companies in the country, selling machinery and equipment and real estate at auction. And at that point in time, I was the chairman and CEO of the business. My brother was the president and COO of the business. And as many of you know, one of the things that a CEO does is to think. And one day, I was sitting around thinking in 1998 what this new thing, new to me, called the Internet, was going to do to our machinery and equipment auction business. And at that point in time, I didn't know the Internet from a tennis net, literally. But out of that thought process came the creation of a .com called AssetTrade.com, which was created to marry the real-world capabilities of live auctions with the reach and scope of the Internet, an industrial eBay, if you will. And so we created AssetTrade.com. And about a year later, at the insistence of our venture capital investors, AssetTrade.com acquired my traditional auction company, which we had kept my father's name in, Michael Fox. How many here remember the name Michael Fox, auctioneer? Thank you very much. He's gone now since 1973, as I said. That's a long time. In any event, our company was Michael Fox International, acquired by Asset Trade. A year after that, Asset Trade, along with its subsidiary Michael Fox, merged with a European company based in Munich, Germany, called Go Industry. And as Asset Trade had acquired Michael Fox, Go Industry had also acquired three traditional industrial auction companies, one in Belgium, one in Germany, one in Austria. And we put all that together and at the same time acquired another large auction company based in London that had 9 offices in the Far East. And we put all those businesses together into one company called Go Industry, which at that point in time was the largest industrial auction company literally in the world. I became the chairman of that company. And as such, I was required to be in Munich, Germany 1 week out of every five. And my routine was very simple. Monday night, evening flight over, Tuesday morning arrival in Munich, went to the office, worked Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning, came home Friday afternoon. Now, on one of my trips, I decided I wanted to see a concentration camp. I had never been to a concentration camp. And some of you may know that Dachau, the concentration camp, named after the town that it is in or was in, is only 10 miles or so, 20 miles or so, north of Munich. So instead of flying over on Monday night, arriving Tuesday on that trip, I flew over Sunday night and arrived Monday. Got into Munich, bless you, took the train to Dachau. Interestingly enough, I stopped at the concierge desk in my hotel to ask the concierge for directions on how to get to Dachau, and I was a little bit hesitant to tell him I wanted to go to the concentration camp. So I said, "Can you tell me how to get to the town of Dachau?" And he said, "Oh, you want to go to the concentration camp?" Yes. So he told me where to get the train, and I went. And I spent that entire day doing a self-tour with the headphones and the tape machine throughout the entire camp. And I saw it all. I saw the barracks where the people so-called lived. I saw the torture chambers. I saw the crematoria. I saw the administration building where today they have made it into a museum. And I realized two very important things. Number one, the German government did not hide anything. It's all out there for everyone to see. And number two, most importantly, all day long, this was a Monday, a weekday, a school day, all day long they were busing in middle-aged and high school-aged kids to see firsthand what their forefathers had done and to experience in real life what man's inhumanity to man can be. And it was one of the most emotional experiences when I went to the back of the camp to the memorial for the Jews who were killed there. I just lost it at that point in time. So that was Monday. Now, I realized the next day that I had a board meeting on Thursday, which I had to run, and I realized that that Thursday was Yom Ha'atzmaut. How many people here know what Yom Ha'atzmaut is? It's Israel Independence Day. Israel Independence Day. So Thursday came, and we had 20 people in our boardroom for a board meeting. Nine of our directors, various lawyers and accountants, investment bankers. By that point in time, we had become a public company on the London Stock Exchange. And I called the meeting to order, and I said, before we get into our agenda and the business of the day, I want to relay an experience to you that I had this past Monday. And I told them the story of my visit to Dachau. And when I finished, I said to them, isn't it ironic that Bill Fox, the only Jew in the room, is here in the heartland of Germany, the country that tried to demolish, destroy, eradicate the Jewish people, celebrating the independence of and the existence of the country, the Jewish country, that rose from the ashes of what the Nazis tried to do. And at that moment, the 19 other people in the room stood and gave me a standing round of applause. Thank you.